This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
TalentCorp presents Talent Matters, a conversation with six business leaders on challenges and opportunities in their industries.
BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Christopher Kelly, General Manager, Malaysia Design Centre, Intel Malaysia. Now, Christopher, we're facing a generation today that thinks the grass is greener on the other side. And in this case, they believe, they're convinced that their career prospects is better overseas. So why should talents be excited about prospects in your sector in Malaysia?
Yeah, we think the E&E sector, the electronics sector, is a really exciting one for Malaysia. About a third of the country's exports by value come from our sector, and we employ somewhere around, just under 30% of the workers, the high-tech workers in our sector. And our sector in E&E is growing rapidly, semiconductors, optical semiconductors, manufacturing, all the rest. And we're really well-placed as a country to take advantage of the continued growth of Asia, the growth of Southeast Asia. We speak multiple languages. When we see continued growth in design and development and in manufacturing pieces of E&E, it's happened over the course of the last couple of years, and we see it continuing moving forward. So Malaysians who want to participate in our particular sector would find a vibrant, growing industry here that's worth staying home for.
Now, but with China rising in manufacturing, why is Intel still focused on Malaysia?
Yeah, we see Malaysia as a fantastic place to do manufacturing and do design and development together because we speak multiple languages and are really in the heart of all of the emerging markets in the region. We sort of are the waypoint, if you will, between Southeast Asia, India, and China.
All right. How is demand for talent in the Malaysian E&E industry evolving?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've seen a lot of increase in demand for design and development engineers, hardware engineers, software engineers, and folks in shared services type roles like tax and finance. As our E&E industry has become more sophisticated and more sort of on the global stage, you've seen a lot more demand for those types of roles. Manufacturing is still important here as well. We don't want to say that it's going away by any means. It's the combination of the multiple roles that are of interest. And we do see a lot of demand for Malaysian talent outside Malaysia, and it will require that we work harder to keep our great talent in Malaysia. Because I think we've had great partnerships with our education system, with agencies like TalentCorp, and I think people have figured out that talent in Malaysia is a really good deal in our industry.
You mentioned just now that you allow young Malaysian talents to do research at a global level. How has Intel Malaysia developed these talents to do R&D at a global level?
Yeah, well, you have some great partners in TalentCorp and MDEC and in MITA. And we do an upskilling program. We've been doing some upskilling for several years in partnership with the government, where we'll bring graduate trainees and interns in, and that gives us the opportunity to really train new talent on a global scale. So that's really the first piece is from the time you start, even as an intern, you're working across sites. Every project we do in the design center, for example, has a global reach to it. Every single project has elements of it that's outside Malaysia and inside Malaysia. So even as a young engineer, we get exposure to some of our other design centers and other cultures. And at Intel, if you're a young, capable engineer, you get to start doing significant things on every project that you work on pretty much from the get-go. And I think as an experience or CV builder, it's a really an incomparable one for our young talent.
Developed and implemented by TalentCorp in partnership with industry partners, the upskilling program increases the availability of industry-ready entry-level talent for high-skilled jobs across sectors, including oil and gas, ICT, electrical and electronics, telecommunications and accounting. Find out more at mygemsportal.com.my/v2. I've been speaking to Christopher Kelly from Intel Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.